Carl Cameron and Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Carl Cameron used to work at Fox as a reporter, I think. At least he did a good job of imitating one. But now that he's free as a bird and can tell us what he really thinks. 1. MSNBC host starts off mischaracterizing the Buffalo Shooter's manifesto as a radical right document, when in fact it was a mishmash of all sorts of political ideology. Take your pick. 2. MSNBC host indicates the kind of verbiage Tucker Carlson broadcasts could have provoked the kind of murderous violence seen in Buffalo. The incitement argument. 3. Carl Cameron then weighs in with this stunner: it really is kind of horrible to think that journalists with national and international capacity, like Carlson, are putting together this type of nonsense. I think the president, Biden, did a great job. I wish he had done a lot of this a lot sooner, and we need a lot more from the left and the middle, and we got to watch out because the Republicans have become the purveyors of misinformation, and when our two-party system is broken like that, democracy is seriously in trouble. The president acknowledged that it's time to actually start doing things and maybe taking some names and putting people in jail. Putting people in jail for misinformation, as defined by Carl Cameron. Okay, Carl, you win a Pulitzer. It's got to be Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Carl was sitting at home one night contemplating his next career move, selling real estate, insurance, pre-owned vehicles, when suddenly an amorphous pod slithered across the room and entered his body and took it over. Slurp. I had this happen to me in 1962, in Boston. Right out in the open on a street corner. Fortunately, there was an Irish cop standing nearby. He took me by the collar and frog-marched me into a bar and forced me to down 4 shots of cheap whiskey. The pod staggered out of my body and ran out the door. Otherwise, who knows where I'd be now and what I'd be saying? Carl, though, is done for. I can see it in his face. The weary, bleary, half-starved look of the haunted. Don't be surprised if he shows up outside Justice Alito's home talking to empty air while holding a mic in his trembling hand. Making citizens' arrests for spreading disinfo are also not out of the question. There are various therapies for eliminating pods. I hesitate to offer them publicly. I could be accused of practicing medicine without a license. Suffice it to say, if a person can persuade a friend to deliver several swift kicks in his ass with a pointed shoe, the pod may flee the scene. In Carl's case, as with other persons who appear on MSNBC, I detect a yearning to be taken over. What you could call a pre-existing condition. This makes the situation dire, virtually incurable, apart from perhaps a random lightning strike during a storm. I used to believe that if a perpetrator were subjected to his own proposal, suffered prosecution for the new crimes he claimed were being committed, he would come to his senses. But when I saw people hospitalized after severe reactions to the COVID vaccine, and yet still praising the vaccine, I scrapped the hoisted on own petard argument. No good. You could stick Carl in jail for spreading lies and he'd still swear allegiance to Biden and the disinformation board. Carl and his pod have gone hardline. Full-blown wacko. I managed to contact Carl and we spoke briefly on the phone. Carl, what about the Constitution? The what? Are you suggesting I take a daily constitutional, a walk in a park or on a mountain trail? Who'll define misinformation? It's so obvious, definitions aren't needed. You can smell it from a mile away. Right now, for example, I'm sniffing a customer down the street at a Walgreens asking a pharmacist questions about the side effects of remdesivir. Put the man in jail. What about climate change science? We're all going to die in 24 years if we don't get this thing straightened out. If you say 25 years, you're a felon. Do you feel a slithering sensation? Everybody does. It's basically white supremacy plus voter IDs leaking into our brains. I have info you're not privy to. After the midterms, there's a good chance the guy in the fur coat and the Viking helmet who broke into the people's house on January 6th is going to become the next House Speaker. I hung up the phone. Carl could be mounting a bus tour across America. Look for him sitting next to the president of your local school board at an upcoming meeting. He'll be telling you grooming third graders for gender change is a rumor designed by remnants of the KGB to overthrow the public school system. John Rappaport. John also writes at nomorefakenews.com and outsidethereality machine.com.